Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Next month or so, the secret Bilderberg group meeting will be held somewhere in Europe or in the United States, sometimes in Canada. And we're going to be talking to Jim Tucker of American Free Press coming up in the second hour today. We'll be talking about the First Amendment under attack in the third hour. Evangelist to stand trial for ministering on public sidewalk, federal lawsuit. And it's Repent America Again. Remember about 2 years ago, they were in Philadelphia praying on a city sidewalk. Thank God they'd shot video of all of it. Weren't even saying anything insulting to the outfest that was going on. Just praying. And so some of the other activists on the other side came over, started yelling and screaming at them and threatening them. And the police said because they prayed, it made the other people threaten them. And so that made them terrorists, so they were arrested, and they faced 47 years in prison apiece. And it was in big Philadelphia newspapers, national newspapers, as if it was normal. Oh, yes, they need to spend a lot of time in prison. This America's like China now. So Mr. Markavich will be joining us in the third hour today. Massive news coming up, of course, in the second hour on the hunt for the secret global meeting that is now on, and that will be with Jim Tucker. They've now recast the war on terror, the global war against extremism. They have many different names for it, and now the new name is the long war, the endless war, the unending war. We'll play a little clip from the Colbert Report on that situation coming up. And, of course, the big news, Milosevic's blood had drug traces. He said, they're going to kill me with poison. They've done the autopsy. The poison is there. And they clearly murdered him. And what no one's really paying attention to is the fact that one of his former deputies, who was a big witness against him, but that the news been reporting wasn't doing quite the job the globalists had ordered him to. Oh, he died the same week. There's only a few prisoners in this Hague jail, but he died too. Oh, but he committed suicide, sure. And Slobodan Milosevic said 3 days after he died, he said, they killed him. They're going to kill me. I'm catching them, put some type of white powder in my food. And he said, help me. They're going to murder me, and they killed him. And we'll go over why they did that. Paul Watson's done an interesting article on that subject. But one of his deputies who had testified against him, he conveniently has died now. Sure, he was told he'd be freed, everything would be okay. You got to love it when the UN's got their own prisoners who they arrest and to say they're war criminals. They're in the same jail with them, and then suddenly, you know, they get promised some goodies, and, okay, I'll go lie against Slobo, and then, oh, you're dead, too. So why Milosevic was murdered? Tin Pot Dictator blew the whistle on the New World Order. Milosevic found dead in his cell. And, of course, one of his deputies found dead as well just a few days before, and he said, they're going to kill me. And then the Associated Press reports that the coroner's report admits he had the poison in his blood, but, oh, Slobo probably did it to make everyone feel sorry for him. He smuggled the poison in himself. He did it. Former White House advisor arrested. I'm sure Al-Qaeda caused that, too. Arrested stealing, allegedly. Oh, and Bush is shocked by it, he says. I'm sure that's not true. I'm sure it's Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda did it, yes. Yes, everything's Al-Qaeda. And a lot of other really important news today. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out WebTactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's WebTactical.com. Or call 503-313-9210. That's 503-313-9210.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, two big guests lined up for you today. We're going to get into the clear murder of Slobodan Milosevic and the admitted poisoning that he underwent. Wonder why? Well, because he was testifying on his own behalf and exposing how Al-Qaeda works for the U.S. government, was attacking his country. And that was in a Republican report by the Senate in 1999. Again, Al-Qaeda always working for its father. It's sprung from the loins of the NWO and is a dutiful hound when it comes to running down sovereign nations. So we'll get into that. Also, former White House advisor arrested. Number two, at Homeland Security, stealing. No, allegedly stealing. They don't steal, they're good Christians. Booking First and Fourth Amendment fifth columnist. And report here, some of the new legislation they're trying to pass, that if you report on any type of surveillance, you go to prison and get $1 million fine. Feingold is calling for President Bush's censure. But I have a problem with this. They're doing it because their constituents are demanding that the police state be resisted. It's like Al Gore. Got an article here where Al Gore is running around saying we're turning into a dictatorship, a police state, we're in great danger. The problem is that he was part and parcel of setting that up with Bill Clinton, just like George Bush Sr. before him. They're just puppets. He's doing that to pacify the constituency. Democrats need to learn about their leadership. It's in bed with the same people that pull the strings on the marionette known as George W. Bush. So we'll get into Feingold calling for censure of Bush. Really scary article here out of Newsday. Big Brother firms keep eye on workers. And the reason this is important is that in the wider context, our everyday lives will be like this, not just when we're in the office. And dovetails with another article here out of the San Diego Tribune, Union Tribune, implant ID chips called Big Brother Advance. So we'll cover that. And Karl Rove vows forever war. Death squads operate from inside Iraq, government officials admit. Anti-Castro sign at ballgame causes stir. And I got to commend the Puerto Ricans when one of the ministers of sports for Cuba ran over and got in the face of the individual holding up the sign. The police took him into custody, and then the police chief lectured him and said, listen, this is a free protectorate, part of a free country, supposedly, and we have free speech. And that'll go into the discussion we're having in the third hour about where is free speech going in the United States and its possessions. But they explained to him that you don't get to go put the individual in prison that has a sign saying down with Fidel. Just shows their mindset there in Cuba for those out there that like to defend Cuba. Bush jokes about Cheney controlling government at a roasting of Cheney. And then he goes on to make two sick jokes about shooting Mr. Whittington in the face. Really a disgusting jokes that I think are out of control, especially in the fact that Cheney covered up what really happened. It's a blasé humor. And it just went on and on, so I'll try to spend some time just showing the let them eat cake, fiddling while Rome burned attitude that is being engaged in. But before I get into all of that, let's get into Slobodan Milosevic, who was clearly murdered. Back in the early 1990s, ITN admittedly produced fake video of a food storage pantry, a cinder block aid building, part of a UN building that had food, and it showed about 50 people, you've all seen the footage on the cover of Time magazine, a still shot of the video, up against the barbed wire, begging for food. But our media, starting with ITN over in England, said that these were concentration camp victims behind barbed wire begging for food. It turned out it was an MI6 propaganda piece. Much like Saddam throwing babies out of incubators was admitted, paid for, Pentagon PR. That's now admitted. It's just a total lie. But it didn't matter. That spurred the U.S. to support the U.N. going in and stealing large portions of Serbia and engaging in mass murder of the Serbian people. Now, I'm not getting into a fight here with the Croats and the Muslims and everybody else. Okay, I know all sides, it's tribal warfare, they're slaughtering each other. It's been going on for 1,600 years since the Arabs invaded under the Prophet Muhammad's direction after his death, and then the Crusades with the Europeans invading and the Knights Templars and Richard the Lionheart and all of them. Okay, this has been going on for thousands of years. I'm not picking sides, but the official government admissions by NATO and the UN are that roughly from the start of the conflict in the early 90s until now, roughly triple, it's right under triple, the number of Serbs have been killed, and they've lost about half of their land, their admitted ancestral land. Okay, please, I'm not picking sides. I don't want the death threats that I get whenever I mention this subject from Croats. I know you don't like hearing that you worked with the Nazis in World War II and the Serbs fought with America. You don't like. I know the Muslims don't like hearing that they don't get to have a jihad, CIA-funded, admittedly, and to take over that whole region. I understand, but I'm just stating the facts here. All right? I'm just stating the facts. And the Muslims haven't death threatened me. I have gotten Croat death threats before. Pretty mean ones. I'm just covering the facts here. That's all I do. And it's time for you guys to stop being in each other's throats. But, so Slobodan Milosevic did a lot of bad things, but most of what you hear is a lie. Most of the official stories you hear is a fraud. Al-Qaeda, led by the super CIA officer, Osama bin Laden. This is a Senate report. That's why Alphonse D'Amato, he thought he was doing his job, and they railroaded him out of there real fast, and he put this report out. Al-Qaeda, starting in 1997, began rocket attacks, attacks on schools, the good old CIA favorite of blowing up school buses, and then when Slobo ordered troops into the south, into Kosovo, they went down there and they said, we want the Muslims to stay, you're welcome to stay, live in peace, we're just going to kick out the paramilitary forces, the KLA, which was openly CIA funded. They're just breaking up the country. And then I'll never forget, Hillary Clinton went down there as co-president, basically. And she stood there, and it showed barbed wire. Again, the same trick in the late 90s. Showed the barbed wire, and she stood and said, look, it looks like Nazi Germany, a concentration camp. They just said, looks like. Now, of course, that was the Albanian barbed wire, and they weren't letting the Serbs, the Serb Muslims, get out of the country. And the Slobodan Milosevic said, come on back in. We don't want you to leave. And so F-16 fighter bombers, we've interviewed the captain who reported on it, Spanish captain, who was also in one of the squadrons, refused to bomb. They knew it was huge refugee columns. They were ordered to destroy it. Then they tried to blame that on Slobo. It was blamed on him. Oh, look, he blew up all the columns. Then got retracted months later, back of the paper, oh, it was accidental. Yeah, squadrons of F-16s accidentally dropping bombs on huge convoys of people in open-back trailers. Mm-hmm. So it's just the same thing over and over and over again. He had a sovereign nation. I don't agree with his politics, don't agree with his views, don't agree with a lot of things. And he was not playing ball with the globalists, and he wouldn't let the New World Order banking system take over, just like what's happening in Venezuela right now. And so, in 2000, they staged a CIA coup and overthrew him, and then killed and assassinated and arrested most of his former ministers. And they've broken the country up, and the place has been bombed with DU, and the birth defects are almost quadrupled. Our troops have tripled, but they're not ever in country as long. They've tripled from the first Gulf War, but there's a right at a quadrupling. Go look at the official numbers. Just type in birth defect increases in Belgrade. It's capital. And so they've been through living hell. And so he kept testifying. He kept bringing out the documents and the witnesses of how Al-Qaeda, CIA, and it was all admitted, and there was nothing they could do. And he exposed all of this, and so they murdered him. And he said they killed one of the witnesses against him. He'd been one of his ministers last week. And, well, that is, had been in the government and had testified against him. And he said, they're going to kill me. That's it. There's some kind of powder in my food. I start feeling really bad when I eat it. And then they tested his blood after his death, and indeed they'd given him the poison, which is known to make you, if you're on these other particular high blood pressure medicines, it's known to interact and kill you. I have the Associated Press are admitting it. But they spin it and go, oh, but he probably took it himself, some weird medicine that you give people for other diseases. And now they're claiming someone smuggled it in and he killed himself with it or was trying to make himself look sick. No evidence of that, no. They're killing other witnesses. He says they're going to kill me, and he's dead 2 days later. And he's embarrassing them in the trial, and they murdered him in 5 years, 4.5 years of the trial, in their custody for 5 years. They couldn't convict him. They kept bringing in new judges because he was innocent. He was innocent of what they claimed. He was the lesser of all of these evils, and I'm not defending him. But he was a sovereign leader trying to defend his people. And for that, he was kidnapped and murdered, and his country radiated, and now the South has been given to Al-Qaeda, and they're running that heroin right through Afghanistan, right through Iran, right into there today, and it's all admitted. All, as usual, Al-Qaeda bringing down nations, carrying out terror attacks. Can you imagine if Al-Qaeda was really attacking America every day, every week for 2 years? Imagine if the South, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, that's the equivalent landmass comparatively that Kosovo made up of Serbia. Imagine there's attacks every day, and if the president sent troops into the area to simply go to fight the military units, and then America, say, got invaded by China and Russia, saying we were engaged in war crimes. You see, plain view, Al-Qaeda, working for the U.S. government, as they always do. I mean, I've got MI6 agents admitting it, that they tried to use him to assassinate Muammar Gaddafi.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Associated Press, Milosevic's blood had drug traces, traces of a drug used to treat leprosy and tuberculosis, and that drug, of course, interacts with the known heart medication he was taking and causes heart attacks. It goes on to report. Now, the globalists are experts at murdering people by giving them drugs that will interact badly, and he said, there's some kind of powder in my food. They're killing me. Every time I eat, I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack. They just killed this other guy that testified against me. Help me, please. And, well, now he's dead. And then it's just so amazing. Why Milosevic was murdered, Tin Pot Dictator blew the whistle on the New World Order. Slobodan Milosevic was a distasteful man with an authoritarian communist ideals. But the reason for his obvious murder revolved around his evergreen willingness to blow the whistle on global criminal masterminds who had made the mistake of giving Slobo a speaking platform in the first place. Just 2 days after Milosevic's death, the evidence indicating murder has poured in. Milosevic wrote a letter one day before his death claiming he had been poisoned to death in jail. He was being poisoned to death in jail. The lawyer who advised Milosevic details the trial, pictured below, showed journalists a handwritten letter in which Milosevic wrote, "They would like to poison me. I'm seriously concerned and worried." Blood tests show that Milosevic's body contained a drug that rendered his usual medication for high blood pressure and his heart condition ineffective, causing the heart attack that led to his death. Well, it's worse than that. It's known to cause heart attacks. The media has spun this to make it out as if Milosevic deliberately took the wrong drug so he could seek specialist treatment in Moscow and delay his trial. This is frankly absurd. Milosevic only had access to the drugs provided to him by the UN-appointed guards and took them under close surveillance. That's right. They'd have three guards in the cell whenever the UN doctor came to see him. You understand that, folks? He wasn't even allowed outside to get sun for 5 years. I mean, that'll kill you right there, most people. You need the vitamin A that you get developed in your skin. Side issue, though. Are we to believe that Milosevic had managed to set up a secret drug lab in his closely watched prison cell and then substituted the drugs while under constant monitoring? He was 24 hours a day under video surveillance. A guard physically checked him every 30 minutes. How are you supposed to sleep? See, that's torture, folks. They'd come in and wake him up every 30 minutes. This is the stuff he's been going through for 5 years. He deserves it. Well, if he's so evil, he deserves a fair trial. See? But he kept bringing up that the globalists were the real criminals. Milan Babic, a former Croatian Serb leader who testified against Milosevic, was suicided just 6 days before Milosevic's death, according to BBC Tribunal spokeswoman Alexandra Milovov. She said he had no indication that he was contemplating suicide. There was nothing unusual in his demeanor, she said. Another Hague detainee, Slavako Damonikov, supposedly killed himself in 1998. Allegations of suicide were dismissed by the British lawyer, Stephen K. QC, who said Milosevic had told him before he was found dead, "I have not come all this way not to see it to the end." The globalists have wanted to eliminate Milosevic for a long time. Former MI6 agent Richard Tomlinson said he saw documents in 92 that discussed assassinating Milosevic by means of a staged car accident. MI6 does love to kill people like Diana that way. By the way, she said, "Charles told me he's going to kill me in a staged auto accident if I keep going out with Dowdy." Videotape and her diary. We have the diary, but the British government raided and took the videotape. But her butler's not public about it. Just a side issue. Where the driver would be blinded by a flash of light and remote-controlled brake failure and acted to crash the car. Oh, mainstream news admits that. What'd they report with Diana? Flash of light, remote control? The exact same technique was utilized for real in the murder of Princess Diana. Milosevic was a loose cannon with intimate knowledge of the criminality of the globalists after the IMF Bilderberg coup d'etat in Serbia in the 1990s. In March of 2002, Milosevic presented the Hague Tribunal with FBI documents proving, by the way, this is a Senate report, this is admitted, that the United States government and NATO provided financial and military support for Al-Qaeda to aid the Kosovo Liberation Army in its war against Serbia. One of the payments Clinton had transferred was $45 million, I would add. This didn't go well and sit too well with the Pentagon and the White House, who at the time were trying to sell a war on terror and gearing up to justify invading Iraq. A few more paragraphs when we get back, and I'll go to your calls and get into a bunch of other news. But, yeah, he constantly talked about the New World Order and all the things that were happening there. The Serbs were all getting along. The Croats were all getting along. The Muslims were all getting along. Everybody was getting along. Not defending Tito, but they was a comparatively free society, and people weren't killing each other. The globalists came in there and busted it all up by design because they wanted those resources. Now they got them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Continuing with the Milosevic murder, Milosevic made several speeches in which he discussed how a group of shadowy internationalists had caused the chaos in the Balkans because it was the next step on the road to a, quote, new world order. During a February 2000 Serbian congressional speech, Milosevic stated, "Small Serbia and people in it have demonstrated that resistance is possible. Applied at a broader level, it was organized primarily as a moral and political rebellion against tyranny, hegemony, monopolism, and generated hatred, fear, and new forms of violence and revenge against champions of freedom among nations and people. Such a resistance would stop the escalation of modern time inquisition. Uranium bombs, computer manipulations, drug-addicted young assassins, and bribed of blackmailed domestic thugs promoted to the allies of the New World Order. These are the instruments of Inquisition which have surpassed in their cruelty and cynicism all previous forms of revenge violence committed against the mankind in the past." And again, that's translated from, I guess, Serbian, which is a Slavic tongue, and so it doesn't sound quite right. But Sounds like it's my radio show or something. Drug-addicted mind-control assassins, New World Order control systems, uranium bombs. That's what's happening. New World Order. Let me read that again. Small Serbia and people in it have demonstrated the resistance is possible. Applied at a broader level, it was organized primarily as a moral and political rebellion against tyranny, hegemony, monopolism, generated hatred, fear, and new forms of violence, and revenge against champions of freedom among nations and people. Such a resistance would stop the escalation of modern time inquisition. Would stop. Uranium bombs, computer manipulations, drug-addicted young assassins, and bribed or blackmailed domestic thugs promoted to the allies of the New World Order. These are the instruments of Inquisition, which have surpassed in their cruelty and cynicism all previous forms of revengeful violence committed against the mankind in the past. Unbelievable. Milosevic was far from an angel, but evidence linking him to genocides, in which 7,000 Muslims died, was continually proven to be fraudulent. In fact, the Srebrenica massacre was supposedly a UN safe zone, yet just like Rwanda, UN peacekeepers deliberately withdrew and allowed the massacre to unfold, then blamed Milosevic. Milosevic's exposure of UN involvement in the massacre was another reason why tribunal transcripts were heavily edited and censored, and another contributing factor towards his murder. You understand that they constantly would let no one in the trial, no witnesses, they would shut it down and then excise the record. And then they would get new judges, they wouldn't let him have witnesses. Witnesses who were going to come testify for him would die in plane crashes or be shot or poisoned outside the prison. People were dying in the prison, all around him. I mean, it's just, if people are so evil, they deserve free trials. I've heard neocons going, well, you know, Saddam's so horrible, he doesn't deserve a free trial. Just kill him. Well, if we would have caught Hitler, shouldn't there have been a trial? We would have found out how he was supported by British intelligence, now declassified, admitted. We would have found out how he was funded by U.S. and British banks. We would have found out how he was funded by the Zionists, which now even big Israeli papers write about, the labor Zionists actually supporting Hitler to force the Jews out of Germany. We would have found out a lot of things. It's like Saddam. Every time he tries to get up and says, I was a U.S. ally, I was trained by the CIA. Boom, they shut off the court, the judge quits, three of Saddam's lawyers have been assassinated, and they blame it on Al-Qaeda. Yes, Al-Qaeda killed Saddam's lawyers. Just like Al-Qaeda attacked Serbia for the U.S. government. Al-Qaeda are CIA, Mossad, MI6 Arabs. Period. The Arabs that bombed the World Trade Center the first time were one of the few exceptions. They were patsies, both mentally retarded, registered getting New York welfare. Who literally were trained by the FBI and Ahmad Salam, their informant, cooked the bomb, trained the drivers. In the other cases, like OKC in 95, we know the names. We have the police reports. We've had the police detectives on. It's admitted. It's come out in government reports that it was a group of Iraqi Republican Guard trained by the CIA in the 80s, brought in by George Bush Sr., and then Bill Clinton brought in 2,000 more, a total of over 5,000. And they carried out those attacks. And they're here in America right now, ready to carry out massive attacks, coast to coast, 5,000 hardcore CIA killer Arabs, right now, ready to attack. And it isn't going to be some Arab nation that the globalists or some Persian nation the globalists want to invade when the bombs go off, boys and girls. Oh, man, these people are sophisticated, and they know what... It's admitted, Senate report, FBI documents, publicly admitted that Al-Qaeda launched 2.5 years of attacks with U.S. government funding, in some cases, U.S. government paid for helicopters out of Albania with U.S. pilots flying these people in. Can you imagine in your sovereign nation... If a foreign country was flying in terrorists and openly dumping them out to attack you, and then you're not even supposed to defend yourself? It's admitted. Go read the Senate report. Forget the exact name of the report. I've got it in the film. Just type in Alphonse D'Amato. He was the chairman of the committee. Senate report. U.S. or he made it political, though. Try Clinton funding of Al-Qaeda. Clinton funding of KLA. Clinton, try Bill Clinton, $45 million to Iran. Just try stuff like that, and you'll get it. Imagine thousands of hardcore trained CIA Arabs attacking you. Well, they've got their same people here in America right now, just waiting. These guys make millions a year. They live lavish lifestyles. They're very cynical. And sometimes they get sold out, though. Sometimes they think they're taking part in a drill to test the local authorities, and they get on board a plane and nerve gas gets released and they die. And then right out in plain view, it doesn't matter if the deans of defense language schools say that they're U.S. government agents, they were forced to train them. Doesn't matter if they were trained at Pensacola Naval Air Station. Doesn't matter if the heads of U.S. embassies go public and say that they were told that the hijackers were U.S. government agents to let them back in. It was part of a high-level, super-secret National Security Council terror drill. That's all public. In triplicate, we have three major links, three major nexus points, matrix links, showing one of them is open and shut case proving they were government agents. One of them. We have three just being trained at U.S. bases in top-level spy training, espionage training. Then we have a bunch of other links overseas, and then other links in funding, and then links in the founding, and there's hundreds of them. I mean, it's ridiculous. The facts are there. The question is, are you willing to face it? But Alex, the Arabs say they want to kill us. Do you hear me? Yes, there are some real Arabs, some real Muslims, some real Persians, some real Central Asians who may go out and shoot people or carry out some bombings. There are real people who are nuts, who are Islamicists, who may carry out terror attacks. And I'm not afraid of them. I'm not worried about them. Statistically, they can do almost nothing. They're badly coordinated, and on down the line, their original founding and funding come from the West as well. We've proven that. But if you want to talk about real, massive, devastating A-bomb attacks, planes flying into buildings, bridges getting blown up, people putting nerve gas in high-rise buildings and killing whole buildings, baby, there's one group and one group alone that can do it, and it's called the NWO. And I'm sweating bullets. I mean, I'm up here with white knuckles at 1 a.m. last night working, you know, busting. And I'm not bragging. I'm trying to let you realize how desperate this is, how serious this is, how frantic this is. I mean, I'm up here tired with a headache, not wanting to work, doing voiceovers and working on this new film at 1 a.m. on a Sunday night, because I know, I mean, this is life and death. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. This isn't a drill. This is the new world order coming down on us. Another round of attacks, or one big attack, and they're going to try to bring in full bore official martial law. And if we don't have a massive understanding, a telegraphing right now from person to person, and things like that happen, in fact, it's already happening, of who's behind the terror, who stands to gain from it, then we're going to lose everything. I hope you realize that. All right, I got a bunch of calls here and a lot of other news I want to get into. It's just they clearly murdered Slobodan Milosevic. And just another example of how Al-Qaeda is just U.S. Special Forces is all they are. They're black op, black world, as they're called, special ops, Arab or dark-skinned operatives. These a lot of Latin Americans posing as who are taught Arabic, posing as terrorists as well. We've seen that a lot, and it's just heaven help us. Michael in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for letting me call. I bet Saddam Hussein is feeling pretty nervous right now, isn't he? After what happened to Slobo.
Yes.
And I just...
If that's even him, we don't even know.
No, that's true, too. It's funny how they repeat themselves, like with Princess Di and everything. But I wanted to get your opinion. What do you make of the shortage of ammunition now? And that's 7.62 by 39 and 223, and I think even 9mm gun shows. Do you think this is part of a grander scheme, or is this just, as somebody say, this is needed for the war effort in Iraq, and our government's buying it up for that?
Well, 7.6239 used in the AK-47 and its different variants, like the MAC-90, That's not being used by coalition forces over in Iraq. And I have heard that you can't even get the foreign ammo. I'm told there's been some restrictions on its importation. Bob Barr, NRA board member, told us when he joined us a few months ago that Bush isn't passing anti-gun laws because he's tried and failed, and that he's, quote, more anti-gun than Bill Clinton. But he's an evil liberal, so I believe Bob Barr. Let me just finish.
Sure.
But that Bush, just through regulation, is barring the importation of a lot of 7.6239 or foreign ammo, period, and foreign firearms.
Okay. I've been hearing things on other stations on the GCN network as well about double and triple decker box cars that may have some kind of nefarious purpose. Have you been hearing about that as well?
Yeah, I've been hearing about that for 12 years, ever since I got involved, and I appreciate your call. And I have seen photos of mobile cells on 18-wheelers. I have then looked online and seen companies that sell them, and they're being sold by the thousands to the military. Halliburton produces them and ships them out to Camp X-Ray and other camps they run overseas. And, yes, there are these portable cells. But people constantly talk about them, and it's just part and parcel of all of this. We have the Houston Chronicle admitting that Halliburton's running these camps now in America. Drew in Texas. Drew, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
I recently saw your new video, Order of Death. It's excellent.
Thank you.
Did you read Saturday's edition of the Un-American Snakesman?
No, I didn't.
Okay, there's a very interesting article in there. Anti-Bush sermon sparks mixed reaction among congregation. The Unitarian minister, Davidson Lohr, of the First Unitarian Universalist Church, gave a sermon on Sunday, September 12th, and in the sermon he said that the Bush administration orchestrated the September 11th attacks to fulfill its plan to establish a new world order.
Yeah, I have a friend who knows the pastor of that church, and I know for a fact that he has been given my videos. I'm not tooting our own horn. It just shows what giving somebody videos did, and I'm not attributing all of it to us. But I didn't see that article. But I knew that he had been giving speeches to that effect and saying we're about to go into martial law, and that a minority of his flock did not like it.
Yeah, I've got the article right here.
What's the headline on that? I want to find that.
Okay, it's in Section B of Saturday's paper. The headline is Pulpit Politics Divide Unitarian Church.
Pulpit Politics Divide Unitarian Church.
Yeah. I put a call into him earlier this morning. I'm going to try to arrange to show his congregation 9/11 Road to Tyranny sometime.
Well, I would show him martial law. I think that's, and I'd just show him an hour of it. Other people could sit through 3 hours at a church. But
yeah. Okay, so you were...
Of course, my pen quit working during the middle of writing that. Pulpit Politics Divide Unitarian Church.
Yeah, that's the headline. It's on. I believe it's on page B1 of Saturday's edition.
So I'm intrigued. What does the article say?
Okay, well, let me read a little bit more of it. Okay. But February 12th was different. Longtime church member Karina Lewis said... He accused people of murder without significant evidence to back it up. Lewis and her husband were among those who walked out of Lohr's sermon. Among those who stayed, Lohr said about 80 people stood up and applauded. And let me read down farther.
Now, I've gone and given a speech there once. It's a small little church. It's liberal.
Yeah.
And that's what I was told people that were there, is that it was a couple people walked out. And notice the statement tries to act like it was a bunch of people.
Yeah, well, it said 80 people stayed, so I mentioned that's the vast majority of the people stayed, and they applauded his sermon. Well, it goes on, it says, his essay posted on a different website claims the United States government planned to establish a new world order which would benefit the wealthy, quoting from the statesman here.
Well, that's what PNAC said. They said we need helpful terror attacks on the order of or bigger than Pearl Harbor to mobilize the people. Brzezinski calls us the slaves.
Oh,
he says
I know.
We need terror attacks to mobilize the slaves.
The Grand Chessboard in 1974, right?
Yeah. And then on top of that, we actually, that was 1997. And then on top of it, we have Gary Hart getting up on C-SPAN 3 days after 9/11 and saying we need to use this disaster for a new world order.
I've got it on your video, police state, three total enslavement. Yeah.
It's amazing. So what else does it say about him?
Well, they do have a website. It's Austin, AustinUU.org, if anybody wants to go and check it out.
So does the paper call for him to get in trouble or anything?
No, he kind of apologizes about it, though. It sounds like he caught a bunch of heat, and he's kind of getting a little meek over it.
Well, look, they can't stop us all. They can't get us all. The majority of Americans in major polls know the truth now. And they're not going to stop us. We're going to expose the murdering terrorists. And we do show evidence of who the murderers are.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com in the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
I've got
the
article here. Pulpit Politics, Divide Unitarian Church. I do need to go to that church and show just an hour, the hour that covers 9/11 from Martial Law, and show that to the statesman writer Ellen E. Flynn, who tries to do this hit piece on him, and show it to the congregation. Because we don't have proof. What are you talking about? There's total proof. But it is satisfying to just see more and more people just going, you know what? The king has no clothes. The emperor's totally naked. And you guys are a bunch of terrorists. And what needs to happen to save this country is happening. And believe me, globalists, you carry out more terror, you're going to be surprised when millions of people hit the streets going, you did it, just like they did in Madrid. Boom, next day, you did it. They knew right away, you did it, government. You're not going to stop us from exposing you, you murdering trash. You murdered all those people in those buildings. You think you're going to enslave all of us? I mean, this is a government that openly has rape rooms, okay? They say they can torture small children in front of their parents, but it's good when they do it. It's bad when Saddam allegedly did it. So if there's any doubt, this is a government that nerve gasses its own troops and tests, that radiates babies. So the denial is going to end, ladies and gentlemen. We have psychopathic elite running things, and George Bush is just a puppet. I'm going to take a call here. We're going to go to Chris and Kim and others. We'll call Jim Tucker about five after. But we've got a deal for the rest of this month. You get 5.3, almost half a year free, when you sign up for a yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. All 14 of my films, you get them weeks before new films come out. My weekly TV reports at the One Best of Austin in the local paper. It's a pretty good show. Videotape live interviews here in studio with guests. You get a bunch of other films we've been authorized to post, like Loose Change 2 and Ted Pike's Why the Mideast Bleeds. You also get all my best audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book. There's over 1,000 pieces of media there. We're coming up on the 2-year anniversary of PrisonPlanet.tv. It just gets better and better. 15 cents a day if you get a monthly membership. It's $5.95 for a month. A cup of coffee is like $1.50, folks. And your purchase makes the bandwidth possible, makes all the other sites and what we do possible. It funds that. So go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a 15 cent a day membership. Or get a yearly membership. It's even less than 15 cents a day. You get almost half a year free. That's going to the end of the month. Or call toll free to get any of the films. I got a bunch of books and videos we carry, not just my films, on VHS and DVD, books on tape, you name it. 1-888-253-3139. And you make what we do here possible. And I hire as many people and do as much work as we have support. When we get support, we just expand and do more with it and fight more. And I don't know of anybody else who just puts this much of what comes into the fight. I mean, we're just point-blank range fighting the New World Order, busting our hind ends here. Plus, these are powerful films and videos you need to have. You can make copies of all my films. PrisonPlanet.tv is a great activist tool to download my films, burn copies of them, give them to people. PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.com to order hard copies of the DVDs or VHS or pro-gun T-shirts or citizen rule books. PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.com or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. All that evil men and tyrants seem to flourish is the good men and women do nothing. And I ask you folks, what are you going to do to expose these people? I mean, just face the facts. 19 people in caves didn't carry out those attacks. They didn't have NORAD stand down. They didn't do CIA insider trading. They didn't warn mayors and politicians not to fly the night before. They didn't do drills at the exact same targets being hit at the exact same time. They didn't... It's just incredible. There's so much evidence. It's sick, it's scary, but it's the real world. And it's empowering and enlightening and good to know the truth. So get involved in the fight. Talk to Chris and Kim when we get back, and we'll get Jim Tucker on the line. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.